A panel of lawmakers have heard and received testimony from about 200 people regarding the effort to repeal the Common Core. Lawmakers said they still wanted to hear more from one particular group, teachers. But while the hearing was set to begin after school hours, they only took testimony from opponents of the standards. Karen Wenning is an 8th grade math teacher at Coldwater Middle School in Mercer County. She claims the standards are not age appropriate and put too much burden on students.
And the Common Core is pushing Algebra 1 on these 8th graders that Coldwater Schools determined was not ready to take Algebra 1.
The result, according to Wenning, is that students are moving forward without ensuring they know the basics, such as percentages.
The foundation of mathematics that these kids used to learn in middle school, that foundation isn't going to be as strong anymore because they are starting high school topics in the middle school, and it's too soon.
Vicki Brusky, an intervention specialist from Lorain County, says along with the higher standards, there's also an over-reliance on testing.
There's a lot of stress on the teachers. There's wonderful teachers. My colleagues are wonderful teachers. But when they have to perform because they're going to be assessed or they're going to be in trouble, perhaps lose their job, and then the principal's being assessed, the district's being assessed, the kid is the one that loses. The student is the one that loses.
Deciphering what's true and what's false is the big issue that stands in the middle of the Common Core debate. For example, Greg Harris is with the education reform organization Students First, which is part of a coalition supporting the standards. Harris says that over-reliance on testing would be happening with or without the Common Core.
A lot of the people who are frustrated about Common Core are really frustrated about things that have nothing to do with Common Core, and that's something that, you know, in some ways these hearings are irresponsible because they're perpetuating myths.
As for the level of difficulty, Harris notes that some opponents of the Common Core have said the standards are too hard, while others have claimed the standards are dumbed down. He adds that many students who learned using the old set of standards ended up needing remedial courses in college.
The kids who graduate and go on to college, almost, you know, a significant portion of them are not ready for college. So that's another impetus for things like Common Core standards, why we need to set standards that can help kids be equipped to make academic transitions, go on to college, and graduate.
The Common Core has been a political brush fire on several conservative blogs and shows. Many opponents, including the sponsors of the bill, claim the standards bring too much interference from the federal government. This is another contested thought, since supporters argue the standards were not created by the feds. But Karen Wenning, the teacher in Coldwater, says she doesn't care about that debate. She says she's only focused on what's happening in the classroom.
It's not political with me at all. It's all how I see it affecting my students, and it's hurting them.
Lawmakers say they expect a committee vote on the bill before Election Day. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.